This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I am with Alexa Vega and Daryl Sabera, the
Spy Kids.
Spy Kids. Backtrack a little bit. I was browsing sites. I'm on Upworthy. Obviously, if anyone's looking for me, that's where I am.
Oh, you'll find me on Upworthy.
Yes, I'm on Upworthy.com.
Upworthy, then it's worthy of my time.
And I see a little picture at the bottom.
Okay.
That says, see what these kids look like now.
What are the Spy Kids doing now?
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
They look like full-grown spies, probably.
And I click it, and my doorbell rings.
Bing bong.
Right. Well,
users plays
the, like a G6.
Yes, it plays what?
Like a G6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So it goes bing bing bing. That song is Far East Movement featuring Dev, who is, did you know that is Engineer Devin?
Engineer Devin, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true.
He says getting slizzard part.
Mm-hmm.
Getting slizzard.
And I open the door, and it is the spy kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you want to see what we look like?
Right.
And I'm like, kind of.
Sure, yeah.
Not like a lot.
But it makes you think about what that really means when you click something like that, when they go like, so you're like, want to know what I look like now. Okay.
And they're kind of like, here it is.
Get a
like,
good look.
Oh, they're wearing masks, right?
Yeah, I mean, until I like make like the transaction, then they will take off their masks.
And you're wearing a mask, right?
Sure. I'm at home.
Of course.
And so they're like, okay, well, we came all the way here. If you want to see, give us like whatever, like $50.
Right.
If you want to see what's under here, which obviously you do because you clicked the thing.
And you've only got 320s.
Yes. And so like, I don't know. Is this a tipping situation? I don't know. I've never been in something like this before. So I just give them the whole thing. I don't know if it's like each, it's for both of them, I guess. They split
right,
it.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
so it's like one of the 20s they have to go and spend together at the same store. And then they each get to take one of the other 20s yeah. home. So it's nice because when they do go to do this, and I know Daryl a little.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal, but I know Daryl a little. We hung out on a roof after a Childish Gambino concert in 2000. And we...
This was good Childish Gambino.
This is... It's all to me.
But this was like before... It like before he sold out and it got bad. It was when he was doing the good stuff about
backpacks,
AOL chat rooms.
Well, to me, it's all good. But what I was gonna say is, Daryl and I wound up spending a bit of time together.
Uh huh.
He was dating a girl at the time who now is dating someone else I'm friends with. So. I've spoken to him, of course, about doing these appearances.
Yeah.
And what's fun for him is he said it's really the only way he would keep in touch with Alexa.
Okay.
And so
nice.
Often they run into the
because they're not great correspondents.
No, just neither one of them is like on texting and all that. They're spy kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you'd think, oh, they're into gadgets, they're kids, they're texting, but they don't. They don't have time. And so... What happens is, so often they're in this 320 situation that they always do the appearance
yeah.
and they grab lunch after.
Oh, that's nice.
And they'll go get lunch after. And they'll get sun chips with their footlong. And if they've got the harvest cheddar, great. And if they don't, they'll try one of the others.
So you got it for free is what I'm hearing.
I didn't have to click anything. I get to see what Daryl looks like. Alexa, I've never met. She was not at the Childish Gambino concert. And she certainly was not on the roof afterwards with Greg Walter from Three Arts. Who else was there? I'm trying to remember.
Well, what's crazy is if you saw her, you wouldn't even know.
I may have seen her.
That was my
great
experience.
Point. And I may have seen her.
Well, this is sort of my issue is, so I want to be cool in this situation, so I rip the three 20s in half and I give them each half the 20s, and I'm like, you get the other half when I see the goods.
Yeah, and then they're able to put two of the three halves together.
Yes. So that does defeat the purpose a little bit, but
and they didn't want to see what you look like. I feel like you could have done a little.
You could have gotten 20 back for them to see what you look like.
I didn't.
You're a public figure in your own right.
I know, but I look pretty much the same as I did at the beginning of this.
Well, honestly, so does Daryl. He takes great care of himself, and we hung
out
there.
That was what I thought. Daryl looks exactly the same as he did in the movie, which, by the way, is much more notable than if he had, like, grown up into an adult. He looks the same.
I was almost in a movie called Worst Prom Ever that Daryl was the star of, an MTV film. I did, I want to say, 16 auditions for a one scene role. Had to redo them several times. Director came to my house, filmed me in my apartment. He wanted me for it. MTV wouldn't approve me. And ultimately they were right, because we all are now talking about Worst Prom Ever to this day. Mm-hmm. We remember the iconic guy who I think was like selling them weed.
Right, we were just talking about it before we
were on recording. The way into the record. It was that
just
scene.
Kind of came up.
Yes,
I didn't mean to tell a story about someone who seems like is like a big part of your life. This kid
who D-Dog?
Yes,
yeah. We're of course buddies. We hang out after concerts, and we almost were in a film together.
Anyway, I am still not sure if that. If it was Alexa, because like you were saying,
he could have just grabbed anybody.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely Daryl. He looks exactly the same. I mean, if I had to say for sure, I would say it was not
Alexa
at all.
So he's paying her like maybe $10.
Yeah,
right.
She was Chinese.
Okay, and we can say that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
If someone's Chinese, you can say they're Chinese. This is what gets confusing in the like PC culture of today.
So
is like, are you allowed
us.
To call someone Chinese? Well, yeah.
She's from China.
Yeah, this is a Chinese woman.
Yeah, so you can say, hey, she's Chinese. And I'm also, this is more of a dicey area. This is sort of a gray area where I could get in some trouble. I'm pretty sure Alexa Vega is not.
Yeah, so this is what I was. It was not something I was going to bring up in the moment, but I did sort of want to be like, "Come on, I'm not paying for this."
Sure, yeah, and it makes the mask incredibly useful.
Yes,
because you do get the money handed over, and then yeah.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide. We don't have to choose your own version of this, do we?
No.
But let's explain what we're doing. We're doing this huge thing.
Black Mirror fucking trips us out, freaks our beans so hard we could barely stand up afterwards. I've fallen off my couch and been trapped underneath it for weeks at a time from a single episode
it's
of Black
good.
Mirror.
It's good. Safer in a wheelchair. Under there.
Yeah.
I've been in a wheelchair because of the show.
Because the show makes it that you don't trust your own feet. And also, isn't it funny? Wheelchairs make you rely on technology, just like the people in the show who are all stuck, and the Black Mirror is actually
imagine if the wheelchair just started driving you around.
Yeah.
To where it has a mind of its own.
Somebody hacked my chair.
Yeah, the NSA hacked my chair, and now I'm the friggin' Manchurian candidate.
So we're watching this thing, the new thing.
Yeah.
The Legend of Bandersnatch.
And it's the Legend of Bandersnatch, and we are so into it, and I don't know what it is, but I'm loving it.
And it's this new way of doing TV.
And it's better.
And it's better.
The Legend of Bandersnatch really is all anyone's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an experience. It changed everything.
And I'm still discovering new secret paths through the narrative.
I've done this thing 2 times. And I'm still like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made it all the way through. And there are actually other options that I can be doing.
So it's choose your own adventure. And we said, anything you can do, I can do better. Yep. I can do anything better than you. Annie Oakley. Annie, get your gun. Look it up. You guys have to see this Oklahoma. You have to see this fucking show. The songs are awesome. We're taking the songs and putting them on the podcast. We're not going to sing them. We're going to put them into practice. Hey, Black Mirror, anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
So we are, we're going to do one of these where we tell a story and we give you choices that you can make for which kind of story you want to hear and what you want us to do in the story.
Objection, Hayes. You don't have the technology for that.
And that's true. We don't.
We don't.
Sustained.
Aha.
And so this is the thing.
It's, yeah, you can are proceed, choosing, counselor.
This is the fun of it for you, is you get to participate in this and actually do something yourself instead of just like lying down and listening to the show like you normally do. We will tell you how far to jump ahead and backwards.
Okay, so we're going
to
take you on a fun adventure mission.
There's no like button option that we're going to throw on the screen.
There is a
Where
button.
Would it be?
There is a button. There's a on if you're listening on Stitcher, which is the only app for me. There's a skip forward.
It never
forward.
Has any problems.
Huh?
The Stitcher app's pretty clean, right?
One thing
it's
we are
certainly
need,
better than some of this other stuff that's out there. These viruses.
We are going to need the woman to be a character.
Uh-huh.
If we're stopping and starting, we do need the
absolutely
resuming episode.
Resuming episode.
She has to be a part of this story because she's going to be in it so much because right. there's so much stopping and starting.
Sometimes she's like I go to resume an episode. Mm-hmm. There's like a lag where I know she has like woken up,
mm-hmm.
but she can't remember what she's supposed to say. So it's like it's about to start, like almost the time is starting to move. And yeah. then there's like this pause where she is panicking. And she goes, resuming episode. We will let you use the button, the skip forward 30 seconds. We will skip forward in increments of 30 seconds.
Yeah. We'll do and Devin will keep track of this.
Oh, yeah.
And like... normally, we would kind of stitch it together afterwards. It is a condition of our new deal that the engineers will no longer... they'll, like, take a look at each episode after it's done, but they're not going to, like, get in there.
Yeah.
So that'll be kind of fun for the listener.
Yes.
So well, it's super active listening, mm-hmm. and it's you're getting a workout because you get to click the button and think. You're getting a mental workout. So we'll be presenting you with stuff, and then you can skip to the different scenarios.
What is it that you're allowed to do with in the edit now? Like, you're just allowed to, like, change the volume once?
I think one time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can cut just the beginning or just the end, but not both.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's keep track of not trying to use that
right.
functionality.
You can't suture anything.
Yes.
No.
If it takes a long time to get going, you can cut up to 4 minutes off the top, right?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
And at the end, it's like 80 seconds.
Yes.
Which is great.
Oh, it's us.
Which is great because we run over by almost a minute and a half. So let's start it. We obviously need a mission. We need an adventure to choose. I was thinking that perhaps we get together our crack squad of Earwolf engineers, hosts, stars, guests, comedians, funny, informative people, and even Bang Raj Man. Hi.
Oh, wow.
Bang Raj Man is here.
I'm going to be playing myself in the mission?
He's the guest? Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The guest is Bang Raj Man. Hey, fuck you, pal.
You know what? At this point, you don't even need to introduce me.
Hey, man. I agree.
I think
let's use some of our edit time to edit that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we do want to be really good. We haven't even started yet.
No. Let's use it.
I don't want
Let's
to commit
it.
To using
Let's
the
use
time.
It. Why not?
If anything, if we're going to edit anything we've done out, I'd probably want to take out the whole run about the Chinese stuff because I don't know if that's... You know, I don't know where the line
that's
is
fine.
Anymore.
All I said was that those woman was Chinese.
She was wearing a T-shirt with the Chinese flag on it, too, to really, you know, send a message
home.
Drive it home. She's not like a Chinese-American person. She is from China. She's Chinese.
Okay.
And now, Hayes, you wear a mask of your own face, right, at home?
It's of my own face as an older man. It's like an aged up.
See, you got to change that mask.
Yeah. So what?
You're giving away the fucking milk for free.
What I'm going to look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I like about the mask is that you look shocked.
Uh-huh.
So when you answer the door in the mask.
Well, I'm shocked at how the time has gone by.
Right.
So quickly. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what's where are we breaking into?
Okay, so I think that the crack squad of Earwolf, Engineer Stars, Guests, and everybody is going to be busting into Vulture headquarters, mm-hmm. the most secure building on the planet. We're going to get into the vault where they keep all their year-end best-of lists, and we're going to fix the list to put Hollywood Handbook, Hollywood Pro Version, Hollywood Masterclass, and the Flagrant ones at the very tops of the list. So...
And Chef Kevin is here also, and he can sort of help. He can play himself, I guess.
Chef Kevin, you want to be a part of this?
I guess this is where I think there is something wrong with my headphones because Chef Kevin got a present today, and he must be saying thank you, but
yeah.
I think is it
your mic work?
Are your headphones where Devin is
it must
there?
Must be the whole system.
Yeah, I'm not hearing a thank you either.
I haven't heard a big thank you. Yep. Yeah.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. I did receive a present. The mic is up now, and thank you very much. I'm so excited to open it.
And it doesn't sound like he's weeping with joy from his two heroes honoring him. With this present. And so it is maybe just a staticky thing where the levels mm-hmm. are off, Devin, and you might want to check on that for one of the shows
for
that
sure.
you're allowed to do that
mm-hmm.
for.
Right. Yeah, not this one.
Obviously not.
No.
So I guess we'll start our mission where? In the bushes outside the building, waiting the security patrol of Vulture, which is these like jackbooted thugs,
mm-hmm.
Is sort of walking back and forth mm-hmm. with their AR-15s, which are still legal to buy for some reason.
And they got the clip.
And they've
got
the banana clip and the bump stock. And they are walking back and forth, just looking, itching for any excuse to take somebody out.
And so in the bushes are Junior Engineer Devin, Chef Kevin, and Bang Rajman.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, so you guys talk for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think we should knock these guys out.
Kevin has a different idea.
I think we should just run right into the building real sneaky.
Okay, and then
Engineer Devin, I guess we'll distract them by doing the stanky leg.
He's going to blow kisses at him.
He's going to do the stanky leg and blow kisses. Mm-hmm. And then Hayes.
If I know Junior Engineer Devin, he will be doing the stanky leg.
Engineer Cody comes running up from behind. No one's seen him in months. He looks like a fucking coyote.
Uh-huh.
And he's got...
He wants to go to bed.
He's got a steak with sleeping pills stuffed in it. A raw steak that he wants to toss to the guards.
Okay, so now...
And so then there should be like a sound. Yeah,
yeah,
like
what do you, the listener, want to do?
Awooga!
Okay, so you heard the honk. Which choice did you make?
So yeah, do you want?
Did you feed them the steak?
If you want to feed them the steak, fast forward 4 minutes, right?
Yeah,
like hit the button.
Each one is 1 minute.
Well,
right?
Maybe we should just do the steak.
What do you want to do
right now?
You want to do the steak
one
first?
Well, we can't just decide to do the steak one because if we just start doing it, we have to be able to go right into the next one. Right. So we have to get the order clarified before because, again, Devin is not allowed to get in there.
Well, the order that they were presented in, right, was that Ben wants to knock the guards out.
I think we have to go in order.
Kevin wants to sneak. Devin, I don't know, he wants to do the stanky leg
stanky
and blow
leg.
Kisses.
Mm-hmm.
And then Engineer Cody wants to throw... a steak filled with sleeping pills. So I think we should go in that order.
And they, and these all have to work. Or
Well, some of them might not work.
So then
you have to shut off the podcast.
Yeah,
you have to shut off the podcast, and you have to throw away your phone.
Yeah, and that's honor system. Yeah.
Okay. So all right. So that's honor system.
Okay. I'm getting a timer out. We have to decide how long each one of these is gonna be.
Well, they got to be in 30-second increments.
Exactly.
Yeah, some might be short though, and then we'll just have to explain that. If it's very short.
But we'll just say how many button presses it is. Rather than saying the time, why don't we say,
okay, there you go.
You know, hit forward 8 times or something if you want to hear about the steak. If you don't want to hear about the steak, but you do want to hear about the stanky leg blowing kisses, hit forward 5 times.
Okay.
So then we'll have 90 seconds in between the steak and the
stanky leg.
Okay.
You immediately die. So let's say I knock this guy out and then he shoots me. Then I'm dead. Then we got about 29 seconds to vamp a little bit and we can catch up with each other.
But at the we can hang out. But yeah, at the end of the 29 seconds, I would also say, hey, hit backwards, hit the 15 second, and that'll be double the amount of times, but hit it. So for instance, if you died from throwing the steak, I don't think you would, but if you did, you would hit backwards 16 times.
Okay.
All right. All right, so let's do this first one. So I think I get it.
Okay, so we'll say if you want to hear the guards, if you want them to try to knock the guards out, keep listening when we say now. That's when this all begins.
Keep listening now. We're not saying now, but we'll say now.
Yes. And you'll know when it's the real one.
Okay.
And then from now, so we'll lay out the other options first.
Yes. We know we have to.
If you don't want to knock the guard out, you're going to hit it 8 times, 6 times, 15 times, whatever it is. And then if you don't want to do that, keep listening now.
Right, but that's not the real one because we have to lay out the other options.
But at now, when we do the stake, that will be when you should hit forward also if you don't want to hit the stake. So the now is your cue to either listen
or do whatever else you need to do. If you want them to go in all sneaky, what was yours?
Sneak into the building.
Sneaky.
Okay, if you want them to sneak into the building, hit 30 seconds
forward. He said
forward.
Sneak into the building normal this time, but the first time he went, we should try to get in all sneaky. He was being like a baby. Know.
And now he's trying to be an adult about
sneaking into the building.
It's sorry.
Hey, it's man.
It's already documented as, oh, sneaky.
Yeah, and you know we can't change it.
We can't change it,
big
dude.
Sneaky.
We already used the edit getting out my introduction.
And so if you want to hear them go in all sneaky, hit 30 seconds forward twice. Okay? So we have 1 minute to do the knocking out part.
Okay.
Or catch up. If you want Engineer David to blow kisses and do the stanky leg, hit 30 seconds forward 4 times.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So then we'll have 1 minute to do the sneaking after the knocking out the guards.
That's right.
And if you want to throw a stake,
he's gonna do the stanky leg for a little extra time probably. So that's probably 90 seconds.
So okay. So if you want to throw the stake, then hit forward 7 times.
Okay, so
now
here we go. Let's knock out this guard, motherfuckers. All right. Boom. Crack.
Ow, damn. Damn, son. Why'd you do that?
Shut up, old man. Get.
Hey, bah! Come on. Ow, damn.
He's knocking. Quick, help me take his uniform off.
Looks like you have a boo-boo. I'm going to hurt you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn, son. What the hell, dude?
I'm distracting him.
Hey, get your hands off that. Hey, don't take my pants off. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, you can see my whole butt. I didn't wear any underwear today. Oh, my God.
Here, shove a napkin down this guy's throat so he'll stop talking.
Oh, no. That's not my throat. That's my butt. Why are you putting a napkin up there, man?
Kevin, what are you doing?
Come on, man.
Come on, Kevin.
Come on, stop. Oh, God.
I thought that's your mouth.
Oh, no. Engineer Devin got absolutely Swiss cheese.
I've had enough of this life.
Okay, that's it. Next
okay,
one.
Okay, now we're going in all sneaky.
Okay, if we crawl really quietly, they won't see us. Ben, throw that rope to the top of the roof.
All right, great. Ooh, the perfect lasso.
Lassoed on the top of the vulture's antenna. Let's crawl up.
Hey, Mike, you hear anything?
Oh, shit. Shut up.
I think I heard something. Almost sounded like a rope. Perfect lasso going up on the roof. You want to look up or should I?
Damn.
man, why don't you look up?
Okay, but I gotta say, my neck don't work so good these days. Okay. I've been sleeping on the couch. The missus kicked me out.
Oh, that sucks, man, but at least you got a couch.
Whoa, what's going on, Mike?
Wait, I'm living
you
in
lose
my,
your couch?
I'm living in my car.
Jesus, man, no wonder you don't want to look up. The twos of us both got bad necks, can't look up.
Oh, God, I wish my neck worked right.
Okay, next one. Okay, Andrew okay, Devin, this is your big
this
moment.
Is blowing kisses and yep.
Stanky.
Stanky leg.
Okay, guys, I'll distract him here. Hold on.
Holy shit, it's working.
Oh, damn, this guy's making me horny as hell.
God, I'm forgetting all about how bad my neck hurts.
Yeah, Jesus. Why, your neck hurts? Oh, right.
I'm sleeping in my car.
Well, you gotta hear what's going on for me. That's worse, but of course the missus booted me out of the boudoir. I gotta sleep on the couch.
Kevin, come on, they're distracted. Let's go in.
Okay, let's go.
Jesus, got me worked up. Man, the missus wouldn't like what I'm thinking right now either. I'm gonna give this guy a kiss back who's doing kisses in the stanky leg.
Okay. I wanna watch you guys kiss.
I didn't think this through.
Okay, we're inside. What should we take? This door on the left or this door on the right?
There's 45 more seconds in this part.
So, what was your name, sir?
Engineer Devone.
Devone. I okay. like the sound
I like
of that.
That name a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Devone, what time do you get off work?
Well, I mean, I'm just standing outside the Vulture Building. I'm not at work right now. I'm off now. I'm free.
Okay, well, we're on the job right now.
What time do we get off
That's
work?
That's a better question.
Let's see. Today is a Thursday.
So, on Thursdays, I work a full shift starting at, I guess, like noon.
Okay, next one.
Okay, and that one has now two options that we got to cover because they went
on the B side of it.
We
have
to somehow
a lot
go
of those
back.
Will have that.
So we'll have to go back. Okay, because the first one we died.
But they.
Well, now we have one we're supposed to be doing, which is
eat steak.
Engineer Cody throws the steak, and then
hey, Mike, his you memory see that is steak erased over
and
there?
He catches
Ooh,
the
baby,
steak.
That looks delicious.
Hey, man, I love it rare like this, where it's not cooked at all.
Yeah, eat it like a real man, rare. I like it basically crawling across the plate.
Oh, God, if it ain't mooing, it ain't real steak to me. I'm a real man, and risking getting sick is part of my meal routine.
I'm a real man. Check this out. It's my man card.
Oh, shit. That's fucking huge.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
You ever seen one of these?
Look at how hard it is. I've seen a man card like that, but I never seen one that big. Would you get it blown up at the Kinko's or something?
It just came this way, baby. Ooh, I can barely fit it in my pants.
The guards bend down to pick up the steak and eat it, but Edgier Cody scurries over like the guy from Split in the glass trailer and eats the steak before that. He gets jealous and eats the steak before the guards can eat it.
Oh, God, that fucking human animal just got that delicious-looking steak.
Oh, no, it's the 13th personality, the beast. Jeez,
God damn, I read about him. They unleashed the friggin' beast.
He's a superhero walking among us, or a supervillain, in fact.
Yeah, he's a villain.
His powers are incredible. He's got insanity so bad that he's strong.
God, we need a hero. Where's that security guard fella?
Oh yeah, the stadium security guard.
Yeah. Oh,
I wish he was fucking here, dude.
Oh, if only he would come out of the shadows.
So we didn't. There's ever no time say an ending limit on this. For this one.
No.
Yeah.
It's unclear. I guess if a lot of these worked or didn't
hang on.
Work.
Hey, let's go get a steak.
Yeah. Let's go get a steak.
Okay. So okay, now they can.
Let's
now
go to Sizzler.
So gone. Let's sneak in.
So, you want to drive or should I drive?
Oh, you know what?
Okay, so they are still there.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't we let
you decide. And then we're pointing out of the podcast. Okay. And hopefully Stitcher has the technology for me.
Ooga.
Okay, so,
okay,
now,
so now we gotta go back. Committed to this thread.
Okay, so we're committed to this one?
I think so. Right,
so who should drive, Mike or Ernie? Now, keep in mind, Mike does live in his car.
So there's positives and negatives. It's probably a little messier in there.
But there's more stuff that you could probably use.
Mm-hmm.
Ernie's car probably is cleaner, smells better, but probably less in there.
Yeah, not as many tools.
So how much time do we need if Mike drives?
If Mike drives, I think we need 30 seconds.
Okay, so that's one button.
If Ernie drives.
If Ernie drives, we probably need like 30 seconds.
Okay. So two. Wait, no, sorry. If Mike drives, keep listening.
Yeah.
If Ernie drives,
go back.
After we say go back.
Forward.
If Ernie drives,
do one button forward
yes. after we say now. And so, and then.
Now!
Maybe I should drive this baby.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Let me just clear this out and
Thanks for moving that.
Yeah, no problem. It's my manifesto.
I almost sat on it. I almost sat on your manifesto. Oh, hang on. Actually, I'd like to leaf through this a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, they are kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm afraid to publish it, but
next.
You know what? I'll drive.
All right. Yeah. Great. I'm out of gas.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. I said I'd drive. Good. So go ahead and get in. Just sit right down. There's nothing stacked up on my front seat or anything.
Oh, yeah. And you got a bead cushion.
Yeah. It's good for your back, huh?
It's like
I wish I put it on
baby.
My driver's seat. I love how much my passengers enjoy it, but I'm always like, why do I not get that?
Okay. Stop. So, well, we didn't really say put a limit on that, but if you chose the second choice, you made the right choice because Mike's back feels a little better than it would have in the first version.
There's no right or wrong, though.
Well, we did say that some of the meat you have to throw your phone away.
Sure.
But it's honor system.
But that's also part of the story.
No, we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that's
we
an experience.
We haven't done it yet. No one has fully failed yet.
But there were also two doors, obviously, at the end of the, or in the middle of the stanky leg scenario.
The stanky leg scenario.
They did get onto the roof in the sneaky Kevin scenario.
Right. But so that I think story they is did going die. On somewhere
well,
else.
No, we, it's, no, it's okay. What we'll do is now, if you did not want to follow the cars, because imagine you had done that other scenario, you need to hit backwards. So I would say hit backwards maybe 30, 45 times.
See, this is tough because it's such a great opportunity. If you're going to do a show about having infinite choices, sending your characters to Sizzler is such a great opportunity.
It kind of has to be in there.
Right?
Yeah.
And so should we just stick with the guys at Sizzler?
I mean, like, now you get to choose what they eat?
It's kind of the more interesting one, I got to say.
That's great. But all I was saying is you can go back 30, 45 times and we'll catch up later and do those. Will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's easy.
But do we want to, like, see what combo they get at Sizzler?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So we're back with Mike and Ernie in Ernie's car.
Right.
And they're just leaving now.
And they're pulling up, and the only spot available is a handicap parking spot.
Right.
So if you want them to keep circling the block and see if there's street parking, you know, I guess fast forward
Hit forward twice
if you want them to park in the handicap spot and just kind of roll the dice and hope they don't get towed or get a pretty pricey ticket, then I would say just listen now.
I'm going to reverse those.
Yeah.
And say
let's keep circling.
If you want them to keep circling, then you have to listen to the next 60 seconds. But if you want to make the time efficient choice and have them park in a handicap spot and like think of all the good things they could do with that time Like that could help the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's actually kind of a nice moral choice to park on the handicap spot, but it's up to you.
Yeah.
If you're lazy, you can just circle around. So it's two clicks if you want to park on the handicap spot. Okay, now.
Hey, man, I think we should just keep looking. Like, maybe there's a meter nearby or something like that.
Yeah, I always have good luck with this stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to pull back out because I'm worried what happens to us is we pull in here and then somebody who watched the latest Black Mirror pulls up and they got to use a wheelchair. So they're not able to park in a normal spot like we are. And then they'll hunt us down.
That somebody will hack that wheelchair and then they'll Manchurian candidate us.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely something that could happen on that show. Good example. So, all right, let's just keep driving. And I'm
putting
it in.
Hey, should we pick this guy up?
Oh, probably. Hey, get in, pal.
Thanks.
Ooh, wow, what a deep basso voice you got.
Oh, God, that whole car smells like English leather. The cologne whose tagline is, all my men wear English leather or they wear nothing at all.
That's me.
Damn, you're a cool guy. Well, we're going to Sizzler.
Stop.
We're not.
Sorry, I had to keep my eye on the clock. It's hard to kind of do two things.
Sure.
Sorry,
sorry, we kind of
okay,
threw
so
you
now
there.
We'll park in the handicap spot.
Spot, okay. And now we're parked and we're, yeah.
Fuck this. Let's just do it.
I'm starving.
Did you see? It's so crazy. We're doing a Black Mirror episode, and during the record, the TV just turns on.
Sean
and
says
no one even touched
Black
the remote.
Mirror.
And the TV goes turn on.
Creepy. I've never seen that happen before.
Nope. All right, let's get out here.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, shit. They step through a wormhole.
Oh,
they're
no.
They're in an alternate universe.
Where they decided to drive around the block.
Again.
How'd we get back in the car? Was that some kind of wormhole?
I think we walked through a wormhole or something.
Oh my God, a wormhole right at my Sizzler. Wait, what's next? You know what I mean?
Oh God, I wonder what TV is on in this world.
Yeah, well, we work at Vulture. You'd think that we would know what's on TV, you know?
Kevin just Googled timer. He wants to do it himself, I guess, and we got a lot of pictures of people holding clocks.
What are you guys looking
Here's
at?
Here's a copy of Vulture.
Ah, okay, all right. What's on TV in this alternate reality Vulture?
Confederate. HBO's Confederate. I remember that being on.
They actually handled it really well. Kind of a sticky premise, but they...
Where the fuck this guy come from?
Oh, no.
They made it work. They made it work.
Oh, God. This guy smells just like Drakkar Noir.
Dude, I'm starving. Let's park in that handicap spot.
Yeah, let's just fucking do it.
So now we in an alternate universe, from the one that we were in originally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It is going to make it a little bit harder to go back to the storyline.
I think that's interesting.
It's very similar.
I think when you go back that you might find that, like, engineer Cody is, like, high functioning. That's
stuff
cool.
You do in this universe can affect what's going on.
Exactly,
in the other
when you go to the other one. Yeah. Oh, that's so Black Mirror. Oh, that's so badass.
And it's the choices that people made that brought them to this point in the episode. So if they're mad about
fucking
it,
Black
what
Mirror?
They're really mad at is themselves.
Oh, that's so metal. That is so Black Mirror. Oh, shit. That fucking rocks.
Okay, so. Now, you can either get out and go to the Sizzler.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you can get out and check out the street fair that is happening in front of the Sizzler.
Oh, God, I forgot the friggin' street fairs this weekend.
No wonder we were having such a hard time finding parking.
Yeah, geez Louise. Oh, no. Tell me they don't got fried dough.
Oh, boy, and I don't have my Rolaids.
Ah, let's just go to Sizzler. So now you can either listen to him,
mm-hmm.
and just go to Sizzler, or you could go to the street fair.
And the choice to just get out and go to Sizzler is a pretty short one.
Now, there's a third choice this time.
Oh, okay.
You can also, these guys are listening to a podcast in their car, and they're into it. Now, do you want to listen to the end of the podcast these guys are listening to?
Have a driveway moment. Do you want to have a driveway moment?
You could have a driveway moment is one opportunity. It's a handicapped parking spot in this case. Not saying that's good or bad. But you could have a driveway moment where you just got to finish the podcast.
Or just get out and go to Sizzler or go to the street fair. So getting out and going to Sizzler, I think, is one 30-second button forward and then one 15-second back. That's just a very short thing. It's just getting out of the car, walking into Sizzler. Yeah. And you're the handicapped spot.
Yeah.
So,
right. But you don't know. You're going to be hurting. Maybe?
It's really short.
Right. Yeah, that maybe? One's short.
Right.
So that one,
we don't know what kind
just
of crack.
Tap the forward once, but don't let it go all the way through. Or maybe just hang out. And then for the street fair one, I guess hit it twice. And then for the podcast one, don't hit it at all.
Wait, for the street fair one, that's one. If you're just going into Sizzler, then you just listen. For the street fair one, you hit forward once and then back 15 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And how long do we want to spend at the street fair? 2 minutes?
Yeah.
You could spend the whole day.
Oh, God. Those things are incredible.
So much to do.
This is a good one. There's all these great artisans. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. This is a good one.
Yeah. Not to say you should do it.
Some of them aren't great, but this one is really good.
Some are bad. I have an inside scoop that this is a very good street fair.
So that is really cool. So there's going to be a lot of stuff to discover there. And they might even meet someone. And the guy's coming with them too. Right.
There might be a celebrity there.
Yes.
Yeah. But
from Star Wars.
But if you want to listen to the podcast, Star Wars might be there. So, but if you want to listen to the podcast, which I know you like podcasts, you're listening to this, you can do that too. And what would they do for that?
You'd hit it, five times. That'll give us enough time at the street fair. I think that would be,
there's a ton of shit to do at the street fair.
That would be 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Okay.
I think.
So let's do the Sizzler thing first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now.
All right. Let's go in.
Yeah, let's go in. Ooh, God, I tripped on a crack.
Yeah, okay. Well, throw your phone away.
Throw your phone away.
You die.
You fucked up.
And you
fucked
up.
You fucked up.
If you die in this, you die in real life. Yep. Next.
This is the fair.
Yeah.
Street fair.
Come on, man. Get out of the back there. We're hitting this fucking street fair, dude.
Oh, God. It looks fun.
Yeah. This looks like it's actually a good one.
I brought my own gun for the water pistol shooting range.
Whoa, shit.
Put that away.
Wow. That's a 3D printed single shot gun. Oh, my God. With a bump stock.
Untraceable.
Yeah.
And it's made of plastic.
Yeah, it's 3D printed.
It's more likely to blow up in your hand than it is to be able to shoot the clown.
Is that why you were asking us all those questions about the Star Wars cast the whole ride?
Yeah, I was sort of wondering if Star Wars was going to be at the street fair.
All right, anyway, that seems unlikely, but hey, it is Vulture headquarters nearby. Anything could happen. Everybody goes in and out of there.
Engineer to be Star Wars. Yeah, okay.
All right. Hey, excuse me, sir. Can you move out of the way? I'm trying to get into the street fair.
I'm coming through. I'm due on stage shortly for a presentation.
Mark Hamill.
Holy shit, it's Mark Hamill.
It's me. No autographs yet, please. That's not till later today.
God, your Twitter's inspiring.
I love seeing you appear to surprise
people.
Are
you scared
like Jimmy
of
Kimmel.
Retribution for what you tweet?
Down with Trump.
Okay.
Okay, well, I disagree with that, but I love your movies.
It's gratifying to meet fans.
So, by the way, what was I going to say to you? Oh, what's Yoda like?
I'm
no,
late.
What's Yoda like?
Oh, Yoda's great. Yoda's really great to work with.
Okay. Good. I love hearing
small,
that.
Very small.
God, what game should we play?
Oh, man. Is there like a Papa Shot type, like hoops game?
Okay. No, wait, sorry. Game. No, wait, you have 10 more seconds.
Yeah. There's a hoops game.
Ring toss.
There's a ring toss. And then there's a squirt gun game. Okay. Which one should we do?
Okay, next, and we can go back and then, play that okay. one out. But right and now, we have to have a driveway moment.
So, what made you decide to make The Good Place sort of... like a crazy TV show?
So it was interesting. I was watching Lost, and I was thinking...
Yes. we love Lost. Yes. We love Lost. That's so cool. That's cool, man.
And I thought, are we doing this? Are we going to do this right now? Are we really doing this? And the network was like, yeah, sure, go for it.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Wow. That has got to be scary.
Yeah. Just amazing. Like, what was that like? And were you scared? And, like, walk us through that.
Honestly, I wasn't sure if we were really going to do it.
Jamila, where'd she come from? Where'd she come from?
Honestly, I don't know.
Wow.
Okay, so that's our driveway moment. So...
is this over? Is this over? Or should we get out and go into a Sizzler? Or is there another podcast that'll come on right after this one?
I guess Stitcher will probably automatically play something else.
Okay, so we have to decide whether to get out of the car.
So we're leaving the street fair behind.
I guess. Okay,
yeah.
No, okay. Well,
we got
the okay.
So we got a few. A few different options. Yeah. We can go back to the roof.
That's true. We could get back on the roof with Chef Kevin right now.
Yes.
We
can and get so back that, on the roof. So if you want to go
hit
back
backwards,
to that,
like
hit 50, backwards
50 times,
50 times, right. 50 to 100 times,
and then they will hear what they have already heard. They won't be hearing any new stuff.
No. And then from there, okay. Hit
from
forward.
There. Yeah, right.
Hit go there. Listen to us describe getting on the roof as a refresher.
Then hit forward,
then 50, hit to forward 50 to 100 times.
If we do that.
If we do that.
Or
we can go. There were the two doors.
We can go to the street. Oh, there are the two doors. We can go
inside Vulture. Inside Vulture headquarters. Yeah, there are two different doors.
There are two different doors. Let's go to the two different doors.
Yeah.
Okay, and so then that.
Okay, let's go to the two different doors.
We're inside Vulture.
You hit back. Well, then you hit back like 35 times.
I think that's even more. I think that was before the roof.
Roof?
That's like 70 times.
I think it was. Okay. It was the one after the roof. It was the stanky leg.
Oh, that was the stanky
rope.
Leg.
That was stanky
not
leg.
Was within that one. Okay. Yeah.
So
okay.
So that's 30 times.
And that was 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Great. So
that's hitting back 40 times, and then. Forward.
Well, no, because it's 15 seconds when you go back, so it's more like 80 times.
Bang. It's 80 times.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Good idea.
And this
it's
is bang,
80 times.
This is Bang and Kevin. We've made it inside Vulture headquarters.
Devin and this one is
Devin
outside.
Devin is outside blowing kisses, distracting the guards.
Okay, so there should be a kind of like
Kevin and I
quieter version of the Sankey leg play because you can hear it outside.
And there are two doors in front of them, and just to clarify, one says men and one says women.
Okay, great.
And that's if you want to do that one. If you want to... have him get out of the car and go to Sizzler. We'll probably need like 2 minutes for each of the earlier possibilities. So hit forward and just hit forward 8 times.
Or if you want them to stay in the car and listen to whatever autoplay.
And see if a podcast comes on next.
We don't know if one will come on. It probably does autoplay, but they're going to decide that. They might just end up talking.
Then, since it's only 15 seconds to get inside and go to Sizzler, you hit forward 9 times and back 1 time. Okay. Now.
So, sorry. So, hang on. What?
So now we're,
in front of the doors.
No, now.
That's not me then. That's Kevin and
right,
Bang.
We're inside. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got an option here. Should we take the men's room or the women's room?
Let's take men, because that's what we both are.
Occupied. Throw
somebody's
your phone
in
away.
Here.
Throw your phone out.
Okay, we have 2 minutes for this one. This is just what we
budget.
Now,
now we got
like
time
this.
To kill, so
yeah,
we can.
We
go,
can actually
all,
catch
well,
up.
We can
that
all catch
is really
up.
Nice.
So
that's really...
Because this is getting fucking confusing.
So it did make me think of something that happens with Stitcher, which is like, when I go to like my homepage, There's all this shit that I don't listen to.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I also,
Chef Kevin, what's up with that?
What do you mean by stuff you don't listen to?
Like, like
it's trying to sell you on stuff. Like, it's,
yeah, it's like trying to sell me podcasts. But I'm like, why isn't my homepage the fucking shit I like?
Yeah, it does the same to me.
Like, why does it have duct tape marketing? The top four marketing trends for 2019 is like the top podcast, and then one called Blackjack Justice. Like, this isn't even the kind of stuff I listen to.
For
but
me,
does Bosch use your phone at all?
Okay.
I guess he has access to it.
If
sure.
If it's marketing podcasts and stuff like that, it does seem like he might be listening to it.
Yeah, I mean, he's really like interested in like
SEO. And, he's really into.
Yeah.
I only listen to our show on it, which I've heard is what a lot of people do. And if you search Hollywood Handbook, it doesn't say. When you search, it just says Hollywood Handbook or Hollywood Handbook. It doesn't, you have to actually click it to find out if you're listening to the ads version or the normal show or the pro version.
Because the ads version is listed, it's listed as the ads version Hollywood Handbook for some unknown reason. So it's,
that's better it's if not, it's that way.
It's not filed next to the other
ones. I
wonder
if we
though.
Could stop the music.
That's Devin.
Yeah, sorry about
Devin,
that.
Devin, could you stop?
Yeah, no.
Okay, there's a chance that the guards will come inside.
It's the snakey light.
Well, no, they fell in love.
Yeah,
I understand, but the spell is broken when he stops doing this snakey look.
He's still blowing kisses.
Right, and that's in the rearview mirror. I mean, Kevin and Bang are inside.
They're inside the building. Whatever happens to Devin out there, we don't even know.
Okay, he's getting Swiss cheese.
Yeah, that's
no one cares.
He's getting fucking spit roasted.
But what were you saying about Hollywood Handbook? Because I can't listen to a thing with the music going. I can't understand. So you're saying that you can't tell until you click on it. Which thing it is. But the pro version has a different graphic.
It has a different
very
graphic.
Slightly. Imperceptible.
The ads version has no different graphic. Ads version looks exactly like regular.
You know who does a better job at it? Reddit.
And what, like labeling which is
they put an orange background on it.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm.
I think, okay, so I think we did eat the time for whatever the second thing was we were supposed to do in the past.
So now we can go to the women's room.
Right. Well, the men's room was occupied.
The men's room was occupied and you lost and you fucked up.
It sounded like guy was going through something.
Yeah. Now you can.
Now I think we are actually getting out of the car and going to Sizzler.
Okay. Now, all right. If you want to end up going to the women's room. And
we did try to go to Sizzler already and we did
and
trip
we failed.
And fall.
Yeah. No, I understand, but this is one of the options that we
because who
forward.
Knows what's going to happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the first time you got out.
Because there's three games at the street
could
fair
be another
to deal with
wormhole.
As well.
Because this time.
There also are the games at the street fair, which we should investigate that.
This time you are stepping out of your car having listened to the Good Place podcast.
That's
so it
true.
Is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
I'd love to go into the women's room and see.
Okay, you do seem to like keep going back.
Because I am curious what that guy in the men's room is going through.
Okay,
and
so
maybe
you could maybe listen
him.
Through the wall or something. Okay.
All right, come on. Let's go. They won't expect us to go through this door or a couple of guys.
Look, there's a vent, and I feel like I can hear someone mumbling.
We make all the lists and only put up the bad podcasts. And we don't tell anybody about Hollywood Handbook.
It's Jesse David Fox.
And they don't get to
from Vulture
that way. And
holy
watching,
shit!
Watching SNL is kind of like a sport for me. And so in some ways, it's like the new Second City's like a farm team. And I
Kevin, this is exactly why we came here.
Track my favorite players, and I could see who's you're having a good rookie season, and then the Wiley vets.
We got to crawl through the vents.
Let's do it.
All right. Oh, God.
Don't worry. I brought a map.
Oh, good thing, because then otherwise we'd have options.
Oh, the map blew away in the vent.
Oh, God damn it. Which one of these pathways should we go down?
Shoga.
Okay.
Okay, well, it seems like we're on to something there.
It does, yeah.
Okay,
but now I think we got to go forward to that street fair.
Okay, and we do still also have to sit in the car and see if another podcast
okay,
plays.
Which one do you... Yeah, you guys humored me. Which one should we go down now? You guys pick. This is basically
So unfortunately, I'm not in charge of this. The listener is. So we can either see which path.
I mean, they can go wherever they want, but for us to just continue to put out.
See, well, we made
this is what I'm feeling right now, just before we go any further, is this should probably be 3 or 4 episodes.
We bit off a little too much, but I think it's like it's a luxury problem that we landed on something that works so well that we've discovered that we didn't make enough time for it.
No wonder Black Mirror did it.
Yes,
because those people are fucking insane. So genius, they're insane.
And
they should be locked up.
I'm realizing
I'm terrified that they're out walking among us. Someone could be a Black Mirror, and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm a Black Mirror.
Honestly,
I don't think you. I mean, just like knowing you, I don't think you are.
No offense,
right?
Yeah, but wouldn't that be the perfect cover?
You're smart. Yeah. You're like an interesting guy, but I don't. You're not like a Black Mirror.
But exactly. But that's exactly what a Black
Mirror
would
do
be.
It in a way that was like more devious and like convincing.
But don't you think
like
me even bringing up that I'm a Black Mirror is a good cover for a Black Mirror?
I have to say, I'm now convinced that you might be a Black Mirror. And it took a while, but I now think that you might be a Black Mirror. And I'm shaking in my shoes. And I am not sure that I'm going to have full use of my legs.
It is true that one of us must be a Black Mirror for this to have worked the way it did. There is no to execute something like this without a Black Mirror in the room or on the other side of the partition.
Oh, it worked insanely well. Mm-hmm. It worked insanely well.
At the end of one of these options, you will find out which one of us is the Black Mirror.
Oh, wow. But that could be for a future episode.
We could keep it going all year, ideally, because we do have to keep doing the podcast. We haven't done our new negotiation. That's right. We don't have a new contract yet.
Well, this is a great idea. Yeah. Now we got to fucking over a barrel.
Yep.
Because we hang on to which one of us is a Black Mirror. We record it now, and we just say, we'll plant it in a future episode, even in the contract negotiation.
See, that I can edit out.
As soon as we get what we need.
Now, I'm allowed to pull that out.
You know, in some shows where they'll write a variety of endings, so even people in the cast don't know.
Right, yes.
So they can't spill it out. Maybe we should record all of us admitting that we are
That's
a Black Mirror.
That's great. So none of us really know which of us is Black Mirror.
That's cool. Even Chef Kevin has to say it.
Okay, Chef Kevin, starting with you.
I'm the Black Mirror.
I think we're good. I don't think we have to do it now.
No, I don't think we do. It's so obvious that Kevin is the Black Mirror.
Yeah, that's so
just
clear.
Just that reveal.
It's so satisfying.
Even Bosch got up.
And maybe this should be the last episode.
Oh, that would be amazing for me.
Oh, I'm honored.
Bye.
To be on the last episode.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.